Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, and we're starting Yud Aleph Beis, the bottom line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Miyakam Moshe Hernish Shalmosh and Haven Aliyah. So the Mishnah, we have this machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi regarding if the moon was seen very clearly in the sky, if people who saw it, Edim, are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be able to come to Bezin and tell them. And then we had brought the story, and here's what we're quoting from the Mishnah. Ma'aseh Shavu Yosi Rabbi Mzok Ve'ikon Rabbi Kiva Lod, that more than 40 pairs of Edim were on their way to Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Kiva held them back in Lod, not allowing them to go. So Gemara Yud Alpha Amud Alpha on the top points out, Menei Shehen Arbaim Zug. The reason why Rabbi Kiva held them back is because there was 40 pairs, which means that so many people saw the moon. Obviously, there were people in Yerushalayim that saw it as well, and they didn't need to be Mechal Shabbos. Avom HaYuzug Echad, if it was just one pair, Lohei Ma'akvoi, Rabbi Kiva would not have held it back because he himself would have realized that there aren't enough people that saw the moon, and therefore we need these Eidim. Now, Shalchem Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel had sent him, says the Mishnah, Im Akvatos Rabbim, if you hold back the Rabbim, Nimsis Machshin Lasu Lavoi, it turns out that you're going to Machshel them in the future. And he has an explanation of that. Loi Nimsis Ma'akvatos Rabbim, he lost his Dvar Mitzvah. Doesn't it turn out that you're holding back the Rabbim from doing a Dvar Mitzvah? V'chom Akvatos Rabbim, lost his Dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who holds back the Rabbim from doing a Dvar Mitzvah, Tsarch Nidui, he needs to be put into Nidui, excommunication, Cherem. As we see, this is very strong. Rabbi Yehuda Nachnim said, Chas v'shalom, let us not Rabbi Kiva. For sure, Rabbi Kiva wasn't put into Cherem, and he wasn't even threatened with Cherem. That's not the story. Ella, Rosh Geder Hayah, the person who held back these Edim was the head of Geder. Geder was that whole regional area, and this was like the head, he was the mayor, the governor of that area, and he held them back. And Rabbi Gamliel had sent this fellow the message, Ve'vir Meir Shisai, and he actually removed him from his position. And on Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Avu B'nai Shros HaChadesh, a father and son saw the new moon. Yelchu, they could go to Bezdin. Loshim start from Zemzeh, not that they're allowed to join together to give Eidos. We know that father and son are relatives, and they can't give Eidos together. Eloshem, you Pasal Chemehen, it's just that one of them might turn out to be Pasal. We're going to see later Mishnayos, that there's a whole system, many different questions were asked, they were interrogated, if you will, and sometimes the aid would simply be Pasal because he answered a question wrong. So maybe one of them were going to be Pasal, and so therefore you'd start Fasheni Macher, the second one could join with another person who comes along, and so we want as many people as we can that saw the moon, but again, not that a father and a son are able to give the Eidos together. However, Reb Shimon says, Avu B'nai V'chol Krevim Kshem L'Eidos HaChadesh, a father and son, and all relatives for that matter, are Kashfer Eidos HaChadesh, they could give Eidos together. Now, Reb Yossi says, Ma'aseh B'Tovia Roifei, there's a story with Tovia the doctor, Sharas HaChadesh B'Yerushalayim, he saw the moon in Yerushalayim, Hu U'Benoi V'Avdaham Shachar, him, his son, and his freed slave. We know that when a non-Jewish slave is freed, he becomes a full-fledged Yid, he's like a ger, and so these three people came to Bezin, V'Kibla Kahanim O'Yosef HaZ'Benoi, U'Pasol HaSavdoi, and a Bezin of Kahanim accepted him and his son, and they pasled his Aved, Baruch Shebaal HaBezdin, when they came to Bezin, which was really going to be paskening regarding the new moon, Kiblu Yosef HaSavdoi, U'Pasol HaZ'Benoi, they accepted him and his Aved, and they pasled his son. The Gemara clarifies, Tamid Reb Shimon, Ketchilasa. The reason Reb Shimon says that a father, son, and for that matter, all relatives are allowed to give Eidos together for Eidos HaChadesh is just like the beginning. What's the beginning? It says, Ve'yamar Shalom Moshe, Ve'el Aroin HaChadesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chadosh and Ve'goymer. So we see by the first Rosh Chadesh, Hashem told Moshe and Moshe and Aaron are brothers. So we see the relatives are kosher for Eidos HaChadesh. On to the story of the Mishnah brought, Kibla Kanim Oisev as Benoi, Pasol as Avdoi. Why they Pasol as Eved? Mishum Psol. Because he has Psol in his Yochsin, in his genealogy, in his ancestry, and so therefore they held that he was Pasol give Eidos. Baruch Shabbat Lebezdin, Kibla Oisev as Avdoi, Pasol as Benoi, says Mishnah. When they came to Bezdin, they accepted Tovia Roife and his Eved, and they Pasoled his son. Why is that? Mishum Karoiv. Because a relative, they don't agree with Reb Shimon, and they hold that a relative is Pasol, even for Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now on the Chazan, we continue discussing Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh. The Mishnah tells us Eilu and Apsulin, the following people are Pasol to give Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, number one, these people are not Pasol Dairaisa. If a person's over on Dairaisas, so he's not allowed to be an Eid, the Mishnah over here is teaching us people are Pasol Midrabanon. As here's the first one, Hamasach B'Kovya, is usually translated as people who play with dice, as in gambling, and that's because Kovya is kind of like the word cube, although Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others explain that Kovya is really referring to wood chips, maybe like poker chips or something like that, but the idea is the same as people are gambling, and there's two different reasons provided in the Bavli of why they'd be Pasol Eidos. Number one is Ani Isaac B'Shuvisha Olam. This person is not involved in anything gainful. He doesn't have any useful employment. He's not doing anything productive with his time, and so we can't trust him regarding Eidos. Number two, it's actually Gneva Derabanan. Why so? Because we know that when people gamble, they're all involved in the game thinking that they're going to win. The only reason why they're even playing it is because they think that I'm going to be successful and I'm going to win the money. And therefore, when they lose and they have to give their money to somebody else, it's like stealing. Again, even though they're giving it over willingly, another person's not forcing them to give it, still it's considered some form of Gneva. This is called an Asmachta, and Asmachta Loikanya. So that's referring to Masach B'Kovya. The Mishnah continues, Hamalfa B'Ribis, somebody who lends B'Ribis, he lends with interest, and this is referring to Ribis She'ina Ketsutza. It's not set, agreed upon Ribis, so it's only Issud Rabbanon, Umafriche Yoinim, people who are Mafrich Yoinim, right now we're understanding to mean either racing pigeons, or it's some sort of way of training a person's pigeon to go steal others. He sends a female, or or a male pigeon out to the field, out to the wild, and that attracts the opposite gender and in a way that's stealing from other people, v'soichei shvius, and people do business with shmita produce, v'avadim, and slaves. That call this rule says Mishnah, kol edos shein ishik sheir lo, any edos that a woman is not able to give, avhein einun ksherin, these people aren't kosher to give such edos either. Says the Gemara, elin apsulim sach b'kovios, now we explain these one by one. What's mesach b'kovios? Zem mesachik b'pasipsin, this is a person who plays with these little wood chips. And echana mesachik b'pasipsin, v'echana mesachik b'klipe egoz, and remind him, it could be they play with these wood chips, it could be they play with shells of nuts or pomegranates, which is not really a standard thing. It's not like the official poker chips. It's just some sort of thing that they're able to play with and gamble with. Either which way, it's going to puzzle them. And the question is, so when will we receive this person? When will we accept edus from him? And that's Mishay Yishbar as Psipsov. And that's when he breaks his wood chips. Can we check him to make sure that he's not gambling anymore? And he does a full tshuva on this, which means he doesn't even gamble, even if there's no money involved. Just for fun, still he doesn't do it. So then we'll accept edus from him. On to the next one, Malva Baribis. This is a person who lends Baribis or borrows Baribis. And as we explained in the Mishnah, it's Ribis She'ina Katsutsa. It's not set Ribis, but still it's Asr. And when are we going to take them back? That's when he rips up his shtaris that have Ribis written in them. Can we check him to make sure he doesn't have this? He completely goes back on this and doesn't do it anymore. What about these? So here's a different pshat than what we said in the Mishnah. This is somebody who pitches doves against each other in a fight. He puts them in a ring or in a cage so they fight against each other. And it's not just pigeons, it's other types of domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds. And when will we accept him for Eidos of Kisha Chodesh? The answer is Mishiyish Baris Pegimov, when he breaks his Pegimen. These are like wood pieces that he smacks together to egg the bird or the animal on to continue the fight. Or in our explanation of the Mishnah, when they're racing, he clacks them and smashes them together to get them to fly faster. So number one, he has to break them, V'Badek, and then we check him to make sure that he doesn't do this again. Yud Alpha Mem Beis on top, V'Yachzor Chazara Gemura, and he does a full Chazara. He doesn't do this even for fun, even for no money. Soicher Shvius, what about this? Zet Tagar Shvius is a person who's a merchant with Peir Shvius. He's doing business with Shemitah produce, which is not allowed to be done. Now we just further clarify, Ezu Soicher Shvius, who's a Soicher Shvius, Zeshu Yoshev Ubatul Kol Shnei Shavua, that's a regular person who sits and does nothing the entire 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, and Kim Shigia Shvius, all of a sudden Shemitah comes, His Chomavshid Zyada, Venoisev Venoisev Peir Saveira, all of a sudden then he starts stretching out his hand and he starts dabbling in this business, getting involved in Peir Shvius, taking fruit and produce and whatnot and selling and buying, and so such a person is puzzle. If it's a regular merchant, that's what his business is all year round, and we see him doing business with Peir Shvius, we could always say, you know, maybe it's not Peir Shvius, maybe it's sixth year fruit, maybe he's doing it in a permitted way, so that's not a reason to puzzle him from giving edus. But a person who does nothing all year, and all of a sudden on Shemitah, he starts getting involved in business, that's when we puzzle him. Now, when are we going to accept him? That's when another Shemitah comes, and we check him, he does a full Chazara, and we see that he doesn't do business on the next Shemitah. Now, Tani Rabbi Yossi Amar, he teaches, we have to wait two Shemitahs. In other words, we have to wait 14 years. We have to have two Shemitahs pass to see that this person is not doing business. Now, Tani Rabbi Shemar Ben Chemia, he teaches, Chaziras Mamayin, Oloi Chaziras Dvarim. It's a returning of money, not returning of the action. For example, Vayomer, the fellow has to say, Hail Chem Asayim Zoz, here, take 200 Zoz, V'chalkum La'aniyim, and distribute them among the poor people. Mashin Iskartu in Peres Aveira, that's what I gained from this produce of Aveira, that's what we're calling Shemitah produce. And so it's not just that he doesn't do business, he also has to return the money or donate it to tzedakah that which he gained improperly. Now, the Gemara tells us that later on down the line, Hisifu Alehen, the Chachamim added on to this list in the Mishnah, Harayim, shepherds who bring their flocks into other people's fields, Vachamsanin, these people force others to give them that which they have, even though they pay for it. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and forces him to give him his watch. Maybe he gives him a couple $1,000 for it, so it's really nice that he's paying for it, but he's still forcing him to give it to him, and that's some form of Gezela. And Vagazlanin, also Gazlanin were added on to this. This is referring to people who steal from a Cheresh Shait or Katan. The Gemara tells us that if a Cheresh Shait or Katan, these are all people who do not have Das. If they find something, they find an Aveda, that belongs to them. So even though Alpi Halacha, they're not able to make a Kenyan, so technically, if they found a watch on the floor, you can grab it from them and it's yours. The Chamur Gezer, the Mnei Darkei Shalom, we want to keep peaceful relations between people. If a Cheresh Shait or Katan found something, you're not allowed to take it from them. So the Gazlanin that we're mentioning over here are people that steal from a Cheresh Shait or Katan. And lastly, V'chol Chashudin Alamamayin, anyone who's Chashud regarding money that we can't trust regarding money, Edusan Betela, their Eidos is Batal. We're not able to trust their Eidos. And our Ravo, he just clarifies one of these things that we mentioned, Uvad Buroyim Behemadaka. When we mention shepherds, it's specifically shepherds of small animals, because these people are more suspect that they allow those animals to go graze in other people's fields. And Aruchani tells us, Mantan Mafricha Yainim, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? We're calling it Mafricha Yainim. In other words, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that these people that we listed are possible for Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh? Rebbe Lezer, it's Rebbe Lezer. How do we know this? The Tanya Taman, we learned the Mishnah over there, Mesechus Eidos. Yoyos, Rabbi Kiva said three things over, and Shnayim b'shem Reb Lezer, two of them were said in Reb Lezer. What are those two things? Number one, Yotzei Ha'isha b'Irshal Zav, a woman could go out with an Irshal Zav. This has to do with a woman going out with jewelry on Shabbos. We know that in general, she's not allowed to walk out into the Shusha Rabbim wearing jewelry because we're afraid that she's going to take it off to show her friend, and she's going to end up carrying Dalet Amos or Shusha Rabbim. However, she is allowed to go out with this Irshal Zav adornment because this is something that only very chashuv women would wear. It's very expensive. It's a real statement, and a chashuv woman who's wearing this would never take it off in their Shusha Rabbim because beneath her dignity to start taking off her jewelry to show it to other people. So that's why she would be allowed to go out within the Shusha Rabbim on Shabbos. And umafricha yoinim psulim in Eidos, mafricha yoinim are pasul from Eidos. So we see that this is a memor said over in the name of Reb Lezer. It must be that our Mishnah is Shitas Reb Lezer. Now Amar Rav Manu Kumi Reb Yosa, Reb Manu says in front of Reb Yosa, call ahid Sanhedrin, Reb Lezer. That entire Mishnah of Sanhedrin is like Reb Lezer. We have a Mishnah of Sanhedrin that details people are pasul Eidos and it mentions mafricha yoinim. That Mishnah must be Reb Lezer. However, Amar Lehi told him, Divra Kalhi, that's according to everybody. So our question is now, Ma'u Divra Kalhi, what does that mean? It's according to everybody. If you're saying that Mishnah Sanhedrin is according to everybody, but our Mishnah is according to Reb Lezer, what's the reason to differentiate? It seems to be that they're saying the same thing. The Mafricha Yainim are Pasul Eidos. And the answer is that Hacham, Rabbi Yosef says that over here, Yaidin Anushu Pasul Me Eidos Mamain, we know that he's Pasul to give Eidos regarding monetary cases. So Ma'ba Lahaid, what's he coming to give Eidos on? That's this Mishnah Mesechas Eidos. Rabbi Kivet quoted Reb Lezer saying, the Mafricha Yainim are Pasul Eidos, that Kshem Shu Pasul Me Eidos Mamain, Kachu Pasul Me Eidos Nefashais. The same way they're Pasul from Eidos of Mamain, so to their Pasul from giving Eidos regarding capital cases. As the Mishnah Sanhedrin is just talking about Eidos of Mamain, and the Mishnah in Eidos is telling us that Rabbi Lezer holds that since they're Pasul for Eidos Mamain, we can't trust them in monetary matters, we can't trust them with Eidos Nefashais. And now bring that to our Mishnah over here. In Rosh Hashanah, Eidei HaChaydesh Keidei Nefashais Inon. Eidos regarding Kedesh HaChaydesh is like Eidos regarding Nefashais. It's not the same level of Chumrah, but still fits in the same category of Isser. It's definitely not Mamanis, so it fits under the category of Isser. And according to Rabbi Lezer, if we can't trust somebody for Mamanis, we can't trust them for Isser either, and therefore we're not able to trust them for Kedesh HaChaydesh. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer? Vahatani, what does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Zakal, this is the rule, call Eidos She'inu Isha K'sheru Law, Av Hein Einun K'sheru Law, any Eidos that a woman's not kosher for, they're not kosher for either. But that's mashma, that something that a woman is kosher for example, Eidos regarding a Saita, so they would be kosher for that. But the way that we just explained to Rabbi Lezer is if they're pasul for Eidos of Mamanis, they're pasul for all Eidos. So how do we say at the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer? The Gemara suggests, fine, Mantaniso, who's the end of that Mishnah? Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. Now the question is, Rabbanon Kribel Lezer Moidele, or Peligin Alai? Do the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Lezer, or do they argue with him? How Rabbi Yonah says, Rav Chuna, cool and Kribel Lezer, really the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer. Yud Bezom Ralph on top, the Gemara concludes, Asin Ilan Plugvasa, Kilan Plugvasa. This machlekes that we just had, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon, is the same machlekes we're about to bring now. The Tani was taught, Eid Zaymim, possible Chol Eid Shabbatayra Divra Meir. If Meir holds that once we make an Eid Zaymim, he's possible for all Eidus in the Torah, whereas Amr Rabbi Yossi, he says, Amosai, when is this? That's only if he's Zaymim Be'edus Nefashais. Avalom Nimsa Zaymim Be'edus Mamain, but if he's found to be an Eid Zaymim by Eidus of Mamain, Al Mamain Nechshad, Umamain Nifsal. He was only suspected and passeled by Mamanis, but not by Nefashais. And so that means that he is kosher to give Eidus regarding Nefashais. Turns out, Vasaj Rabbi Yossi Krabbanon, Udra Meir Kribbelezer, that Rabbi Yossi is like the Rabbanon, Rameir is like Kribbelezer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up with Halacha Ches, continue to discuss Eidus of Kish HaChaydesh. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.